There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.
Well, the NFL season started last night. A lot of teams are going to be playing their first games of the season this weekend. One of them, the St. Louis Rams, will be facing the Arizona Cardinals. Joining us to talk about this season ahead, especially for the St. Louis Rams, Pro Football Hall of Fame cornerback Roger Worley. Roger, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you very much. Nice to be on.
What do you think about the job so far that Jeff Fisher has done entering in now his second year as Rams head coach?
Well, I think he's done a fine job. He's a good coach, a good proven coach. He's won in the past, and he'll win in the future. I think last year they had so many injuries that the team was just not competitive as they should have been because they lost their whole offensive line and their receiver core wasn't really up to par, and so poor Bradford, it was just tough watching him in the backfield, trying to throw passes when he was, being harassed every play. So I don't know. That was just kind of an unfair year, and I think they'll be much improved this year.
What is his main task with regard to that team? Jeff Fisher's main task this year. What do you think?
Well, I think this year it's a young team. They've got a lot of new players have come in. I think in the past, Steven Jackson has been kind of the face of the franchise. And with him gone, I think they'll have quicker running backs back there. And Fisher's main objective will just be as few mistakes as possible in trying to mold this team into a cohesive unit with so many young players and some new players that we haven't seen in the past. And obviously, the coach can make a big difference in that area. The talent is something that, he doesn't have a lot of control over, but molding the team and having them play together as a unit, and hopefully he'll be able to do that as he's done in the past.
Do you think the Rams can recover from the loss of running back Steven Jackson to free agency?
Oh, I think so. I think, Jackson had his prime here in St. Louis. Obviously, he's getting up in age a little bit. I think it showed last year a little bit that they didn't really have the quickness coming out of there that they needed. Jackson's a great running back and powerful. Man, I would hate to have to try to tackle him, but I think they'll do fine without him. Working on the quick passes and the quickness of their backs that they'll have this year.
Do you think that the verdict is still out on quarterback Sam Bradford? You just mentioned how, he was kind of undefended last season. But do you think the verdict's still out on him as starting quarterback?
Well, I think it is. Any quarterback that hasn't, won the division or had great years. I mean, his rookie year, he had a great year as a rookie. His stats were good and he did well. Last year, as I say, was just a year that you're going to have to kind of put behind him. Obviously, this year, when you say make or break, I think that's probably true. He needs to step up, and hopefully the offensive line will be able to hang in there and protect him, and he'll have the chance to do that. I'm looking for a pretty good year out of him, certainly.
Having watched him now for a couple of years, what do you think his greatest strength is? If he's given an opportunity and a little time back there, what do you think his greatest strength is that he brings to the Rams?
Well, I think his accuracy as a passer. I think he's a good leader. I think the players look to him, and I think the accuracy of his passing, which he showed his rookie year. I just think last year he didn't get the chance to show that, and didn't really have the receivers because of injuries, because of speed, lack of speed in the receiver core. Didn't have the receivers to spread the off or spread the defense out and give him the opportunity to hit the open receivers.
They have added left tackle Jake Long. Is that going to help Bradford?
Oh yeah, I think so. He's a he's a stud out there, and hopefully he'll be able to stay healthy, and hopefully the whole offensive line will be able to stay healthy. If he has the time back there, I think he'll complete the passes.
You spoke about the youth of this new squad. Which rookie or rookies most impress you right now, and why?
Well, I don't follow him that closely as far as to know. I think I've expected that receiver Quick to do a little more than he did last year. I think he was a rookie last year. This year, I think they've got some receivers that Givens with the speed that can spread the offense out, and hopefully they'll be able to do that.
Let's talk a little bit about their defense. Obviously, that's very important. What can you expect from the Rams' defense this season?
Well, I think their defense is kind of set. They played really well at times. They had a few letdowns last year, but with Long and the group of pass rushers that they have, I think they're a solid group and with a solid linebacking core. So hopefully they'll be able to do well. Finnegan, the cornerbacks are good. Good cover guys. I think it looks like they don't have a lot of experience at safety, so we'll have to see how that turns out. Hopefully they'll be able to hold up under the pressures of the other teams.
A lot of it, of course, depends upon the kind of competition they're going to be facing. How competitive do you think the NFC West is going to be this year?
Well, it's tough. You look at San Francisco and you look at Seattle and those two teams were right up there last year, and there's no reason they're not going to be up there again this year. And obviously the Rams and the Cardinals have been down, so both of them have to improve to be competitive in that division. So hopefully that'll happen.
Are they both of those teams, including the Rams there? Are they, in a sense, trying to adjust to both internal stuff, but also the fact that their divisions have gotten better than they have been?
Oh, no doubt about that. There for a while, that West division, all of it was down. It was a pretty easy division to win, but I think that's changed last year, definitely, and probably more so this year. If in fact the Rams can improve. It's going to be a real tough division and a tough division to win for sure.
What record do they have to pull out this coming season for it to be considered something more than a disappointment? I don't talk negatively that way, but it has been disappointing for several years now, and fans have kind of gotten used to that a little bit. What does a record have to be to break that?
Well, I think they have to have 10 wins, I think, is a record that would be respectable. Hopefully they can get that and have a chance to get into the playoffs. 9 or 10 wins would be good. Hopefully even more than that, but that's what they're going to have to do to really show the improvement and I think make the fans here in St. Louis happy with them.
I know you're hopeful, and you don't want to speak ill before they've gone out and had a chance to do what they're going to do, but do you think they have a reasonable chance of at least seeing a little bit of the playoffs?
Well, it's, they're going to have a lot of factors fall into place. As I say, they're a young team. Young teams have a tendency to make mistakes in critical situations, and hopefully Coach Fisher can get them through those types of things. And then the other thing, they have to stay healthy. Last year was just a dismal season as far as being healthy. Bradford, they don't really have a strong backup quarterback to speak of, I don't think. Bradford's got to stay healthy. A lot of things have to fall into place, and hopefully they will, so we can enjoy some fun here in St. Louis.
You played 14 seasons for the St. Louis Football Cardinals. I wonder, because I sometimes wonder whether St. Louis is really a football town. How hard is it playing professional football in a big baseball city?
Well, it is. St. Louis is, you're right, a baseball town, and it always has been. I think, but as soon as the football team wins, it has great support. In the early 2000s, when the Rams were winning and had the greatest show on turf, they were the talk of the town. In the mid-70s, when I was playing here with the Cardinals, the baseball team had a few down years, but in the mid-70s, our football team was a good team and won the division a couple times. So we had great support. I think St. Louis is a great sports town, and as long as the fans think the team is trying to do well and the players are hustling and the ownership, like I say, is trying to bring players in and trying to bring coaches in that can win, they'll support it. And I think get a few games under our belts with the Rams and win a few games, and there's going to be some great support for them.
Finally, you were All-American at the University of Missouri. What are your expectations for the Tigers this season?
Well, hopefully they'll do better, too. It's been kind of a down year for football in the state. So they made the big jump to the new conference, the toughest conference. And so hopefully they'll be able to step up. They, too, had a lot of injuries last year. And their quarterback, Franklin, couldn't stay healthy. So this year, hopefully, they'll go in and show what they can really do. It was awfully disappointing, certainly, last year when they went in with such high expectations and didn't do very well. So hopefully they'll do better, too.
Roger Wuerlein is Pro Football Hall of Fame cornerback. And, Roger, I understand that you're traveling along with your dear wife, Gail, to France. Have a great trip.
Oh, thank you very much. We're looking forward to a trip. Get out of the hot weather here in St. Louis a little bit and have a nice vacation.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time with Pastor Charles St. Ange. We began a series with him just a couple days ago on Christianity and Science. Part 3 of that series, when we come back, we're going to talk about the ethical, often where science and Christianity meet and appear to be in conflict, and sometimes, given the state of science today, are in conflict, is on the ethical ground. And once I start naming the issues, you will know what I'm talking about. We're talking about infertility. Science can do a lot of things there. We're talking about end of life, how to use the technology that we have. We'll talk about all those ethical issues in part 3 of our series on Christianity and Science after this.
When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got a song. Boys of Fall.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Does the theory of an old earth creation confess what the text of Scripture says about creation? I've written an article for the Fall Issues, Etc. journal titled More Questions for Old Earth Creationists. You can read it by subscribing to the online Issues, Etc. journal. Just look for the red subscription button on the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Pastor David Ramirez details his journey from liberal Lutheranism to confessional Lutheranism. The online Issues, Etc. journal.
The grace of God, the church's music, the Lord's Supper, every service every Sunday, and Wednesdays too, preaching Christ crucified and risen. There is hope in St. Louis, Hope Lutheran Church, that is, 5218 Neosho Street, St. Louis, Missouri, or find us on the web at hopelutheranstl.org.